There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right. Good morning. Probably if you're in a good portion of the East, you're really under the weather this morning, and I don't mean physically. A lot of rain, a lot of wind coming, snow for higher elevations, so just be careful. Water can kill you as well as ice or snow. And wind is also quite capable of doing the same. And there's a lot of wind going on in Washington. There is always a lot of wind. And last night, people talk about talk show hosts, and I'd never say anybody they thought was bad, but they say, who do you think, I often get asked, who is the best one of them all? And I think it's without question me. No. It's Mark Levin, the great one, and he's beginning his own show on HBO. Correct me. He is on Fox Sunday nights at 10. And if you wanna see someone with a brilliant mind and who's not looking just to entertain you, I mean, he does it automatically because of his pure brilliance and his emotion. Watch Mark Levin. He was on last night at length on Sean Hannity's show, and he gave an absolute brilliant exposition and analysis of the case with Pfizer judges who have been set up here by the adversaries of Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Who were lied to the manifesto on the dossier, and a lot of the conversation revolved around that absolute lowlife, Adam Schiff, the head of the intelligence for the Democrats. Been on television 277 times, making appearances. And Sean Hannity suggested, and I agree, why don't they just have him replace Matt Lauer, a really bad dude, Matt Lauer. And Mark Levin, and I couldn't even begin to duplicate what he said last night. He's a constitutional lawyer. So this man really knows what he's talking about. And he laid out a case step by step by step, how there should be an investigation set up into the dossier and the lying to the Pfizer judges that took place. In the communication with all of those rats who are anti-Trump, pro-Obama, pro-Hillary Clinton. And they should be indicted, convicted, and sent to jail, a whole bunch of them. I mentioned the names many, 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 many mornings on here. Now, it's not going to happen. I mean, I am the bearer of bad news. It is not going to happen. Because this originally, and this was, I think, the biggest mistake, the biggest mistake of this administration, first hiring, and I mean, this doesn't sound like me. If I played this 6 months ago or 8, 10 months ago, I say, what are you, drunk? Biggest mistake of this administration was bringing in Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General. The second biggest mistake is not firing Jeff Sessions as the Attorney General. He doesn't appear to even care or be interested or have the desire or the motivation or the guts. I don't know what it is to proceed with this case. He has not recused himself from doing this. He recused himself from a situation that allowed Bob Mueller to come in. So it's already, and Trump should not be out there calling his attorney general disgraceful in this. But, I mean, I can understand the tremendous frustration that Trump doesn't exhibit the greatest control out there in terms of behavior. Jeff Sessions is going to look into hiring a special prosecutor, another special prosecutor who probably has ties to Obama. You forget how powerful Obama was. And I'm even afraid to say this, how powerful Obama may still be, to investigate this. And it's under his jurisdiction. Oh, it's great, the sanctuary cities are cleaning it up and he's doing a good job. What we need is someone to attack the root of this problem, to cut off the head of the snake being two-headed, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, because that's where I believe all of this emanates from, and conducting this investigation himself where we have validity and we have grounds for an indictment and a conviction. He's not going to do it. And it's not going to be a prosecutable case. I mean, mark my words on this one. It's not going to be a prosecutable case. And they have all the evidence they need right now to send Obama and Hillary's gang, including them, to jail. That's right. Obama, too. It's not going to happen. So I continue to get my spirits up. I continue to be excited. I continue to wake up and say, I'm going on air this morning. I'm going to talk about the fact that we're really close. We're close to a special investigation into what's gone on with Uranium One and the dossier. And I mean, it's so outlandish that Mueller is going after all of these other people. And he's ignoring the big threat and what he should have been brought in for. But, yeah, listen, it was all rigged, and they knew what he was being brought in for. And I don't know what ails Jeff Sessions. I have no idea what ails Jeff Sessions, but he should be fired. He's my favorite congressman for many years. He should go. Now Trump finds himself in a very awkward position because, look, if you've had a company or you've had people and you've had disrespect, I'm guilty of it. You know, I was a nice guy. I'm still a nice guy. But I was a nice guy in having 35 people work for me. I mean, I'll tell you, I was a good guy. And when you're too good, you get taken advantage of. And I actually had a... You know, I had to have someone else handle things. I mean, I had more than enough to handle with representatives all over the country and, manufacturers and representatives. I mean, I was on three phones constantly at the same time all day. Boy, what a relief this is. And I should have, there have been a couple of people who work for me, and if they're listening, they might be. I should have fired them right away. And they weren't evil people. They weren't liars or cheaters. They were decent, honest people who had other character flaws. And, you know, I didn't do it. You can't go back and change things. But I can tell you right now that what I do here on this show every day is a heck of a lot more pleasurable, more enjoyable, and far less stress. And that's what Trump has got to figure a way out of this one. Because Jeff Sessions is no longer his ally. And I will conclude this part of the show by saying he's, I believe, and I've said it, somebody has something on Jeff Sessions that he doesn't want to come out. I don't know who. I thought the same about John Roberts, the chief Supreme Court Justice, who I lost all respect for, a true conservative. When the Obama issue on health care arose twice, and he sided with Obama, and he could have made a deciding vote, and this country wouldn't have gone down the toilet with health care. I'm saying, in a sense, the same thing with Jeff Sessions. I don't know the exact time for replacement and when Mueller plans to wrap this up. He's got an indefinite longevity to what he's doing. I mean, he could go on another year. What a horror show. All right. Let's return right after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. 53. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Eric Bolling of the Fox News Channel. I wrote The Swamp. I was on with Stu Taylor doing a great interview. Love Stu. Always good to be back with Stu and speak to you soon.
You're the greatest. You're the loving end. You're the greatest. Number one, my friend. You're the highest hill, the wildest thrill, and so divine.
You know, I think this makes me outstanding. I'm the only person I know who has ever acknowledged this song by Bobby Scott. You're the greatest. Pretty, isn't it, Laurie?
You know, that's one of my favorite songs.
No, I didn't. No, seriously,
really,
is it?
It is a beautiful song.
You never hear about this song.
No.
Only from me will you get this. So
thankfully,
as of Monday, I'm going to be doing my DJ show. And Laurie asked what I wanted to talk. I asked Laurie, what do you want me to talk about this segment? She said, Hillary Clinton. Not true. Okay. And by the way, that little, I was just briefly on the internet during the break here. And I know what, I I'm pretty sure I know what Eric Bolling did. He was a member of the Five. I loved Eric Bolling, and then he had that horrific disaster. He was a member of the Five on Fox, where he got caught for sending out his. If you pick someone, you say never this guy. Pictures of his anatomy to different interns and women on the staff. First of all, to me, something like that is. It's so unimaginable. I can't believe it. Second of all, if you're that sick, and I think that's being a little sick. I could never ever even conceive of doing that. Why would he do it at work? Why did Matt Lauer do this stuff at work? And you know what the answer is? They have a real problem. I think Matt Lauer is way over the top. I think he's got an incredible problem. But I felt so, but then his son committed suicide. Well, they say he did. He just died from an overdose. Handsome kid, his only kid. And that was it for Eric Bolling. And, I've had three wonderful interviews with him. I mean, he is, you know how sometimes you just meet someone or interview them several times and you say, this is the real deal. And I always said that about Eric Bolling. And my wife said, who's Eric Bolling? I said, I told you, he's on the Five. And when that happened, he was gone in one day. His son died the same day. I mean, I was heartbroken. And when that little spot came on, Eric Bolling praising me, which I thank him for, at that very second, I was just reading where it said Donald Trump to Eric Bolling. We are all with you and your family because Eric Bolling is now... join the battle against opioids, against kids, and God bless him. And I'm not exonerating what he allegedly did. I mean, how can you exonerate it? But the more I think about this, the more I say, is this person okay? Is he clean? Is she done anything that should be? And the more I go along, and I think, am I the only one who's not guilty of anything? And all I can think of was what my mother used to say to me, "Honey, you're too good, too good." And I used to, you know, brush it off. And now I say, she's in heaven or wherever people go when they die. Mom, you were right. I never acknowledged it. Anyway, I got a little touch when I hear that Eric Bolling spot. And people say, well, why do you keep Eric Bolling on? Why do you keep Wayne Rogers on? Why do you keep... guy from the Washington Times out of Washington, all three who are deceased. And I said, because it's touching, and I had great, great relationships with all of them. And call it a little personal, but it's kind of a little personal to me. And I have no reason to go out on a limb. It's just that sometimes you say, boy, I can't help it. I really like this person. I really like Eric Bolling. All right. The pickle that Donald Trump is in every day is, I mean, it's nothing short of mind-boggling. It's nothing short of mind. I'm telling you, it's nothing short of mind-boggling. He's getting hammered from every corner, and now with the NRA, and he had a meeting with the NRA last night, to say how there really are no problems, you know, and he glosses them over, he speaks emotionally, he goes back. He calls Jeff Sessions basically an idiot. He called him disgraceful, to be exact. And then he gets over it, but I don't think he really gets over it, because of what happened with Jeff Sessions is different. And now the word is he's upset and angry that Hope Hicks is gone. Well, it's very, very rare, and I seem to be supporting positions for some people and taking them against others. But I can tell you that it's very, very rare in Washington with sincerity. I mean, they'll all say, oh, he did a great job. I never had a problem. And meanwhile, the person being asked the question was the one who was pushing that person out. I mean, they're so two-faced. And part of it is, I guess, what you have to do to be in the media. And I mean, I see cases of this at various degrees every day from what I do, because I look at things from this perspective. There's a reason. There's not necessarily madness. I think, for example, Joe Scarborough is a great example. I still like the guy. I can't help liking him personally. He's turned into a first-class jerk. He's gone from being a very vocal conservative, even on MSNBC, and I said, boy, good for him. He's got guts. To a wild left out of his mind progressive. And I sit here and I've got two reasons for that. Yeah, it's just an hour with instead of Dr. Phil. Ever watch Dr. Phil? It's an hour with Dr. Taylor. One is let me give you the easy one first. He fell madly in love with Mika Brzezinski. All right, they're engaged. It's great. Good luck. I know them both. I know Mika. She is lovely and charming personally. Otherwise, I don't consider her having a lot up in the head. I was going to say up top, and that wasn't what I meant. Joe Scarborough, I think, you know, in the power of a woman, you know, you can. The power is consuming. You see it. You see it every day. The power that a woman has. Special women. When I say special women, I shouldn't even say that. I said the ability to allure people. Some women really have it. I mean, I got to tell you, others don't. And Rosie O'Donnell, and Joe Scarborough's. I don't know this, but a chat with the network says, you know, and I've been interviewed on various networks, and what are your political views? And I mean, they ask you questions. I've always taught people to avoid questions. Well, you can't avoid those questions. I mean, I've interviewed and I've been on Fox a couple of times, many Fox people. MSNBC, it was the business show. I mean, I'd love to go on there for politics, but if it were that important to me, I would be chasing it, and I'm sure I could make it happen. I don't care. All right, I'd rather be with you every day. We're coming back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Magazine and Forbes Media. You can't do any better in the morning than starting with Stu Taylor. He'll give you what you need to get through the day and prosper in the future.
Jean, roses are red. All the leaves have gone green.
All right, well, glad to have you back, glad to be back. And just give me a second here. I somehow lost my train of thought for a moment here on making a comparison. Well, I'll just have to let it go. I can't think of, I can't remember. I was going somewhere, Laurie, but I can't remember where I was going. I was giving one example for something, and then I was going to give another, and I just kind of lost it. So if you can come up with it, you can take over the show. Back to substantive issues, and the issue that's getting buried. I do want to take a look at the stock market here, which... for those of you who go way back with me, way back, I mean, when my first show started out, a little bit of history here, I ended up, as most of you know, I ended up doing sports, and then it evolved into, it was the Sports Final Radio Network, and then it was the Talk America Radio Network, which was huge nationwide, huge. May you rest in peace, Tom Starr. Thank you for the opportunity. Oh, well, I hate you forever because of it. The late Tom Starr, who I miss talking with Tom Starr. A genius in the industry. And, he, you know, you meet people, somehow they think you're fantastic. He was one who thought I was fantastic. What can I tell you? He and my mother. So I started out before I even did sports radio. And, actually, I did sports radio first. Let me clear that up. And then it evolved into politics and other things. And then somehow I met some investment people, some business people who wanted to know what they could do to come on the air. You know, and I kind of flipped a switch, and I had a mix of everything. And back in those good old days, but they're not. Back in these terrible days, I hope we're not in them now. I don't think so, but I do get a little uneasy about what's going on in the stock market. I would bring on, my show was just monopolized by all the big economic advisors. I may still have it on my website. I don't know, I guess. I mean, everybody who is anybody. My favorite was Diane Swank, who's still a friend of mine today. She was the primary female spokesperson for the economy on all the stations. She was originally started with Bank One, and then she moved on to Miserable Financial. I don't know where she is now. I should call her. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write it down. I figuratively fell in love with her. She and I became great friends, and we'd go out to, when I was in Chicago, we'd go out to dinner. And anyway. I interviewed all the economists, and it was unnerving, the most unnerving days ever to do this show. You're losing a fortune every day in the market, because I'm in the market, and I was in it heavy then. I'm in it heavy now. And you're interviewing all these chief economists, hoping, you know, like when you go to a doctor, hoping he's going to say the right thing. And it wasn't happening, and it happened in 2000. Somehow in 2008, it wasn't as bad, but it was worse for a lot of people. And then, you know, the miracle of Barack Obama taking over as president now. Barack Hussein Obama single-handedly brought back this economy. I'll forever, ever, ever be obligated to him for doing that. And what you're seeing now is not the Trump effect. It's the Barack Obama effect. It's just amazing what he's done, isn't it? So now you look at today, all tongue-in-cheek, of course. I'm just thinking maybe there's somebody who's lucky enough to be listening the first time, and they're saying, what? So you look at what's going on now, and we had a big drop and a recovery right up to 1% or 1.5% lower. I think we were back just short under 600 points of the high of 26,372, if I got that right. I mean, you know, whenever there's a high, I list it on my calendar. And I mean on the stock market, that's what I mean about a high. And now we've seen the market plummet. And is it unnerving? Yeah, well, it is and it isn't. You know, I always say to my wife, I look to my wife for everything. Are you worried? Nope. Market go down 2,000 points and she wouldn't be worried. God bless her. It's nice to have that. Do I sit and aggravate all day? No. But just to continue with this tough conversation, the Dow is now down 318 points to 24,291. So we're down a couple of thousand points, which isn't a lot percentage-wise. And the reasons that keep coming out, first we had Jerome Powell, the new chairman of the Fed, who's tinkering with interest rates. And look, I'm not an economist. But I do remember Alan Greenspan saying, the one thing I'm not concerned about is what people make in the stock market. I'm concerned about what's good for the country. And they may be two very different things. So I understand the validity of the statement. But Jerome Powell has come in here and taken over for the greatest Fed chair man or chairwoman since I understood enough of this stuff. And Janet Yellen, and she stepped down, and I never, ever, even when the market dipped, I never, ever found a time where I was disappointed in her. I thought she was just fabulous. And I his motives may be great. You know, we got to raise interest rates. We got to prevent inflation. We got to blah, blah. You know, I used to go through these talks every day. And if you listen to me with Fred Sears, I'll go through it again. It's just no sense in analyzing this anymore. It's like having an argument about something. Why did the market go down? Well, the market went down because interest rates are increased. And now Trump is out there tweeting, and I don't know whether he's right. He wants to get rid of these world trade treaties, the WTO, the NAFTA, all of these that are killing the United States and United States products. So now that we're getting in crappy aluminum and crappy steel from China. And it really points really back to China. That's what it does. I said really twice. I just wanted to emphasize that they're a threat. And I cannot, in good faith, come on here and tell you that I think this is a bad idea about the trade wars and the problems they're causing. Because the market will never keep going up. It will never keep going down, except it goes down a hell of a lot faster than it goes up. Which is why a lot of people say, take your profits. Take your profits. Now, I'm about as emotionally stable as the average person out there listening. And there are times you're saying, you look at your portfolio, I'll just wait. I mean, it's going, and then you have a bad day. So it's a bad day, and then you get two of them, and you rationalize it, and you get three of them. Now you've had like five or six in a row, and fundamentally, the economists will tell you that the market structure is solid. This isn't like before. This is where increased jobs and increased wages can actually have a negative effect on the market. And I'll save that for my next interview with one of these brilliant economists so I don't have to go through it and do it terribly ineffectively. So if you think there's a conclusion or a byline to what I'm saying here, like stay in it, don't get out, ask Barry Armstrong. Don't ask me, but I'm still in it. I have taken some money out based upon taking my profits, and I don't know where we're going, because sometimes the train gets a rolling. You can't really slow that train down. In terms of policy, economic policy, I'm a Larry Kudlow man. Go to my website, StuTaylor.com. I'm proud of the picture on there with Larry. I hosted a financial event in New York, and Larry was the speaker, and Larry and I were next to each other for lunch. And I don't have gods. I don't hero worship anyone. But if somebody said, who's the person you respect the most in terms of financial advice or the economy? I'm not talking about wealth management. It's Larry. We're talking about where the market is going. He worked as early as in the Reagan administration. And if he didn't drink a little too much, he would have left. But he's out there. He's brilliant. Take a look at him on StuTaylor.com. We'll give you something to do today. I look to Larry Kudlow. I love Larry. Great guy. Okay. Last segment, a really pleasant subject. Seasons 52, Dan Hagman, Nive Havensbury.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STEW. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-600 605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Got an old car?
You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Margaret Hoover, and I was just on the Stu Taylor Show. Stu, thank you for having me. You, next to my husband, are the most hospitable radio host, friend to promoting American individualism. I couldn't be happier and more grateful for your support.
Okay, we're back, and Dan, did you hear that little clip from Margaret Hoover?
Just the end.
Yeah, well, Margaret Hoover is beautiful. She used to be on Fox. I don't know where she is. She's the great-granddaughter of Herbert Hoover. Just thought I'd throw that in, not that it matters.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm sure you have a great-grandfather, too. Dan Hebenstreit is joining us, the managing partner of Seasons 52, and the more I talk, which has been about 20 seconds here, the more I think I may have to go there tonight. This is the greatest. And Dan, I was just talking to my to Laurie here about all the people who have gone over there, and it's such a remarkable treat. People come back and they say, well, are these special prices? You always have special prices, always have a special quality. And I went back to the trout last time, and I was just about to ask you before we went on air here, what's new? And then Laurie did her job and says, you got to go on air. I said, well, why don't I talk about it on air? Because I can't wait. I know you got a new spring menu coming out, and I want you to tell me what I should have tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, the spring menu looks amazing. We've made a lot of changes. And as you know, we change our menu every season. But this one in particular, spring and summer are my two favorites. And so we changed out two of the soups. We are now adding asparagus soup, potato and roasted leek soup. The flatbread change for the spring, which everybody's always excited about, is our crispy prosciutto and asparagus flatbread. We're bringing back our wood-grilled artichokes, which we sell a ton of. Everybody loves it. Great presentation. It's got a nice wood-fired smokiness to it, very tasty. We're updating our crispy prosciutto and burrata salad. Now the prosciutto will be crispy. We're adding on a chopped Greek salad. And what I was talking to you before the break a little bit about is we're getting rid of our lamb shank, which I know you love. It's a massive portion, very tasty. And we're replacing that.
Wait a minute, when are you getting rid of it?
We're getting rid of it. So this all starts on...
I mean, have I got time to get over there after the show to have one?
You got to get over here after the show to have one because we only have it through March 5th.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No worries. And so we're going to add a Kona-crusted lamb loin, which everybody's excited about. We tasted it during our menu tasting. It's going to be amazing. And again, it's something that I predict is going to sell very well. And then for our seafood options, we're going to be featuring wild Alaskan halibut from April 3rd to May 28th. And then we always famously start in the summertime with our Copper River salmon. It's wild salmon. It sells very well. And that's going to be replacing the halibut starting on May 29th going through July 2nd. And that is for our spring update. And then we've got a lot going on in the spring. We're doing two specialty menus throughout the spring. The first one starts on March 6th with the start of our spring menu, and it's called Hello Spring. It's $29.90, okay, per person. It's a prefixed menu. And for the $29.90, you get a starter. You get a choice of a soup or a salad. And then you go into our main courses, and you can choose some cedar plank salmon, shrimp and grits, our curry snapper with basmati rice, our wood growth filet, which, again, sells very well, boneless beef short rib, or our roasted chicken. And then you get a strawberry rhubarb cheese stick for dessert. Or if you don't like that, you can choose any of our minis. Now, here's where it gets a little confusing. We're also starting Restaurant Week, which is also a prefix menu. That starts on March 18th to the 23rd, and then March 25th to the 30th. So it's 2 weeks, excluding Saturday. And that is also a prefix menu. Now, the main difference between the two menus, for dinner time on the Hello Spring, it's $29.90, and you get a choice of, again, a starter, a main, and a dessert. During Restaurant Week, it's $33 for dinner, and you get the addition of, for every two guests, you can also split a flatbread, and that's included in the $33 price. So, Stu, we have a lot of choices here. We've got a great menu starting in the spring. We've got two prefix menus that you can choose based on what you're looking for courses. I mean, quite frankly, you're not going to go to any restaurant in the greater Boston area and find anything close to this during that period.
Well, I just want to get, it's funny because it was a perfect segue for what I was going to say. Years ago, I did a restaurant review. The name of the show was The Restaurant Review, and I had, I'm not going to start naming restaurants. You name the top restaurant in Boston, all of them, and they'd all come in on a Saturday. It was a two-hour show, and they'd all bring in food. And I eventually had to, I had to stop the show. My cholesterol was soaring. It was so unbelievable. And I have to tell you this, because this is the key of the statement. I'm never going to say, well, this is the best, or that's the best. That, you know, I'll say it about my wife. She's the best, and my kids. But there is no better restaurant that I've ever eaten at. And I want you to hear what I'm saying than Seasons 52. Just go to seasons52.com. Seasons52.com, and if it's a weekend, I suggest you make reservations. They're located in Burlington and in Chestnut Hill, and rather than yap on about it, you can get all the information. And I've had, I was just telling Dan before we came on, friends who rave about it. They've gone, because I, you know, I'll pester people. I say, where should I eat? Where's this? This isn't politics. I said, this has nothing to do with politics. Just go there. There's no politics involved. And I've gotten so many responses of people thanking me. I feel good when someone says thank you and I didn't do anything other than tell them where to get the best cuisine possible. And I am telling you, it's so spectacular. I go at least once a week, and I can't control myself. And I have a great time every time I'm there, from the time I walk in that door till the time I leave. The treatment is spectacular. The food, the ambiance, the atmosphere. I can't thank Dan Hebenstreit enough for leading me over to Seasons 52. I'm not sure how to word that. But I want to get that plug in. What did we leave out? I got so excited talking about how great your restaurant is. What did I leave out?
Well, the only thing left is Easter. As we know, Easter's a little bit early in April this year, and I would start highly recommending making reservations now. We're already getting booked for Easter. And we do open on that Sunday at 10 a.m., and we're featuring brunch from 10 until 1. And during that time, you can get either the brunch or dinner menu. And then after 1 o'clock, it's dinner menu for the rest of the day. So, I mean, really, like I said, there's a lot going on in spring. Very exciting. But get your Easter reservations in now.
Well, I want to, first of all, congratulate you on the remarkable job you've done over there. You know, you think, oh, another restaurant. Didn't turn out to be another restaurant. And I can't tell you how much pleasure you brought to myself and my family. And stay on the air. I mean, stay off the air, but stay on the phone. We're concluding. This is Stu Taylor. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here. We'll see you here sometime, whatever the next day is. Is it Monday? All right. Have a great weekend.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.